91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at 4 from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Courtney Bell. In his first post-election news conference, Justin Trudeau says he will stick to his campaign promises, although they will be introduced in a responsible manner. He says he spoke today with U.S. President Barack Obama. The two men talked about Canada's continued engagement as a strong member of the coalition against ISIL.
I committed that we would continue to engage in a responsible way that understands how important Canada has as a role to play in the fight against ISIL, but he understands the commitments I've made around ending the combat mission.
Trudeau says he will announce his cabinet on November 4th. The Conservatives have taken the first step towards a leadership race to replace Stephen Harper.
The Conservatives have created a committee that'll set the rules of the upcoming contest. That committee will work on its own and won't have to report to anyone in the party, including the National Council, until they've set the rules of the race to replace Stephen Harper. Committee members will have to pledge that they won't support any one candidate in the race. In the meantime, the party's parliamentary caucus, which includes the House of Commons and Senate, will decide who should be the party's interim leader until Harper's replacement is found. Two top contenders for the interim job so far are former cabinet ministers Diane Finley and Rob Nicholson. Nicholson, both from Ontario. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
High school janitors across the Quinte region have started a Work to Rule campaign. Students are taking to the streets to support them. QNET News reporter James Gaughan has more on the story.
About 50 students at Centennial Secondary School walked out of class this afternoon and stood in the rain waving signs at traffic. The students are protesting the fact that their janitors don't have a contract. Grade 12 student Stephen Redding organized the protest.
Our school is really filthy and we just want to help get this school cleaned up because we're not even allowed to clean it up ourselves and we're sick of sitting in the filth.
Redding says school staff supports the students' protest.
The janitors do support our actions, the principal as well.
Other schools in the region have held similar protests this week, including Bayside Secondary School. Redding hopes that more students will take notice of their actions.
We're trying to get every school to do it.
Students at the school plan to be out of class all afternoon. The janitors' union is currently in negotiations with the provincial government. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
NDP Terry Cassidy believes Liberals won Monday night's election due to strategic voting. QNET News reporter Emily Cannell has more on the story.
Terry Cassidy of the NDP says he believes people voted Liberal in Monday's election only to avoid another term under Conservative Stephen Harper. He says he is disappointed that Canadians voted this way.
I've always believed that if you wanted to really elect somebody that's to represent you, then you should choose the best person and judge which is the best party in terms of their platform and policies.
Cassidy also said that the media coverage of the Liberal campaign had an impact on voters.
And I think the fact that the larger media began to tilt seriously in favor of the Liberal Party generated enthusiasm and momentum for them.
The Liberals' Neil Ellis won in the Bay of Quinte riding against Cassidy Monday night. Emily Cannell, QNET News, Belleville.
Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she encouraged that Prime Minister-designate Justin Trudeau has promised to meet with the provinces to talk about enhancing the Canada pension plan. However, Wynne says Ontario will proceed with implementing its new provincial pension for now because Trudeau can't improve the CPP without agreement from other provinces.
We have a government that has been elected that is open to working with us. Remember that Justin Trudeau cannot alone enhance the Canada pension plan. He has to work with all of the provinces. So we are going to continue to work in Ontario on implementing the Ontario Retirement Pension Plan.
Asked about Trudeau's plan to legalize marijuana, Wynne says it's an issue whose time has come in terms of a national discussion. The Bank of Canada has lowered its economic growth forecast for the next 2 years, while at the same time holding the line on its trend-setting interest rate. Bank Governor Stephen Pelosi predicts it will take several years for Canada to fully adjust to the environment of cheaper commodity prices.
So we would measure these in years, and so it's an undercurrent that will be in the economy for quite some time. The headline economy, though, we believe will show the other 80% of the economy both growing in its normal way but getting an additional boost from this transformation, which is underneath.
The The central bank today downgraded its previous growth projections for 2016 and 2017, blaming the hits business investment and resource exports have taken from persistently low oil and other commodity prices. The progressive conservatives are demanding a safety audit of all industrial wind turbines in Ontario after reports of sensors flying off some of the huge blades. Tory environment critic Lisa Thompson says no one has been hurt yet, but she is worried about the safety risks of pieces coming off of the wind turbines.
The harvesting of crops has been altered because the wind company specifically told farmers to stay 300 meters away from the turbines, or at minimum call them so they could turn the turbines, the speed of the blades down to minimize any potential impacts.
Environment Minister Glenn Murray says wind power is among the safest forms of energy technology, but his office will investigate the reports of sensors flying off the giant turbines. It's that time of year again as midterms roll around, so Loyalist College is once again offering the therapy dogs. Students are able to interact with pets and even listen to owners' stories.
The dogs come in as a stress reliever. You've got people who maybe first time away from home, first time away from their pet. A lot of people say, oh, I have a lab at home, or I have a golden at home and I miss them. So that helps with that.
The therapy dogs visited in the Link Lounge from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and will return later in the year. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is up next.
Let me show you
Scallywag toys.
Let me show you
Warhammer.
Let me show you
Magic.
Let me show you
Dungeons and Dragons.
Let me show you
Pathfinder.
Let me show you
Brains, Zombie Dice.
Scallywag Toys, where fantasy games come to life. 302 Front Street, Belleville. Scallywagtoys.ca.
The New York Mets can advance to the World Series for the first time since 2000 with a win in Chicago. The Mets hold a commanding 3-game-to-none lead over the Cubs in the NL Championship Series. Jason Hamill pitches for Chicago while the Mets send Steven Matz to the mound. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo says the Cubs take inspiration in the fact that the 2004 Yankees blew a 3-0 series lead to the Red Sox.
This confidence in this clubhouse is never going to go away. But we just got to keep playing baseball, you know. One New York team has blown a 3-0 lead. Let's make it the other New York team now. You know, that's the way we're going to look at it. So it's the only thing we can do. We have to be optimistic, and we have to come out playing baseball.
Todd Richards is the NHL's first coaching casualty. The Columbus Blue Jackets fired Richards today after the club's 0-7 and 0 start to the season. Fiore John Tortorella replaces Richards and returns to the league after being canned by the Vancouver Canucks following the 2013-14 season. Tortorella was asked how he has spent the last year.
You look at yourself, you get to look at other coaches, you get to look at other teams. The game is ever changing. There's so many changes as you go through a season, and you're able to watch it from a different perspective, not on the bench.
Friday Night Lights football is returning to Belleville with games all throughout the day. Fans will get a chance to see some of Belleville's finest high school football talent to go head-to-head. Teams competing are Quinte Secondary, Centennial Secondary, St. Teresa Catholic Secondary, and Trenton High. The junior games are at 1 and 3 o'clock, and the seniors play under the lights at 5 and 7 o'clock. Loyalist Lancers basketball teams played the George Brown Huskies last night in their home opener. QNET News reporter Deanna Fraser has more on the story.
The stands were full in the Loyalist gym last night for the season opener. The Lady Lancers had a good start to their season with an 85-64 win over the Huskies. Point guard Leticia Lopez was happy with the way things turned out.
We ran the floor and it really showed that our fitness was better and our team chemistry was way better because we're not bickering on the court and stuff. I don't know, it was a really good team win, and whatever happened, it doesn't matter if you play bad or good. We got the W and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
The boys took to the court not long after, and point guard Ibun Tamawa says they were going into their game confident.
Pretty confident. You know, we had a good couple of practices before working on our defense. After a tough loss at Redeemer, so I think we're really, you know, gelling as a team.
The boys came up short and lost 72-59. Both teams will be traveling to Toronto this Friday to play Seneca College. Deanna Fraser, QNET News, Belleville.
The Toronto Blue Jays are fighting for their season. The Jays host the Kansas City Royals at Rogers Centre, trailing the best of seven AL championship 3-1. Edinson Volquez, who won the series opener, gets the ball for the Royals while game one loser Marco Estrada pitches for Toronto. The game is now underway at Rogers Centre. Tune in for an update on the game at 5. Send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today mainly cloudy, 70% chance of showers, high 12. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers late this evening and overnight, low of 10. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy with 40% chance of showers early in the morning, clearing late in the morning, and a high of 15. At 4:10, it's 8 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Courtney Bell. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.